What's up, world? How we doing? How we living? Undeniable Perception, episode 33. Brother from the same mother?
33, my favorite number three. Add another one. Makes it nice. Scottie Pippen.
Pippen, RIP, Jesus, died at 33.
That's true.
That's two Glocks, so one was holding 16 and the other was 17.
Kind of lost me there, but that's fine. I don't know who, man.
Nas,
man. There you go, man. No, man. Looking good, man. Feeling good. We had a nice little weekend, man. How about you?
Yeah, same, man. Kind of tough week because Zeke ain't at home because my lady has to do her phlebotomy.
Okay.
Phlebotomy 40 hours, you know? What do they call that? Her internship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nice. She's there full time right now.
Yeah, she's there full time, so Zeke's been with grandma and grandpa. So no, I know it's been weighing on him.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine, man. We'll just get used to it. How's your girl doing the work? She adapted pretty easily so far. She for the whole week?
Yeah. She likes it, but she'd much rather stick to the routine of being at home with Zeke, of course. But yeah, she likes it because it's a good little gig that she got, so she could just be able to apply whenever she wants,
right?
Especially with what's going on with all the COVID stuff, so she could do like COVID testing,
okay,
and all that.
That's good, man. And I mean, that's a good thing that you said that she'd rather, you know, be at home with the baby, and that's a good thing. That means she wants to be with the family as opposed to the ones that can't wait to just get out, right?
Yeah, man,
and they just don't want to be at home,
yeah.
So that's definitely good. Hey, man, before we continue. I do want to do a little something, man. So I gotta just gotta do it from right here, okay? Rest in peace, Charlie Watts, man. One of the greatest drummers of all time.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
How dare you? Rolling Stones, man. Charlie Watts, a drummer.
I think that was them, bro. Damn.
Charlie Watts, yeah, passed away yesterday, 80 years old.
Damn, bro.
And that drum beat, I think from the get-go, man. What a great drum beat, man. I read a story about him yesterday, and I think it's a great fucking story.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like I'm a Rolling Stone historian or anything. I just love their music, right? So I guess one time Mick Jagger phoned him, right? He's like, "Where's my drummer?" And he hung up. Charlie Watts shaved, brushed his hair, got in a suit, went up to his room, knocked on it. Mick Jagger opened and he punched him right in the face. And he's like, "Don't you ever address me that way. You're my fucking singer."
Damn, that is hard.
That's fucking badass, huh?
What did Mick Jagger do when he woke up?
That's what the story ended. I'm sure he didn't wake up. I don't think he knocked him out, but that's a dope ass story, huh?
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, man. So I just wanted to put that in, man. Rest in peace.
RIP, man. That's a dope story.
But the another reason why I kind of, you know, brought that up as well, though, is the without giving people's names out or anything for, you know, for their anonymity. If anyone is listening, you know, but a friend of mine phoned me today and she told me that yesterday there was an accident on the freeway and a dump truck lost control, hit a bunch of different cars, crashed into their apartment, and it killed her husband instantly. The crash into the apartment and into another one, and the apartment's demolished. And yeah, her husband sure died instantly, and obviously was completely distraught. You know, she was like, it was it's tragic, man.
Wow.
You know, that's like, I know we're all aware how life is just, you know, it's fleeting, but it, you know, it's. Things just change in an instant, man, without even knowing. You know, an accident happened, the freeway, it happened to be a big vehicle, and moved through its velocity and everything, man, and you can't change it. And the fact it hit that apartment, and no one else got hurt, the driver, of course, just a few scratches. Other people that were in the other vehicles, they were just in the hospital because they were seeing pain, but nothing life-threatening, except her husband who was inside the apartment, man.
Wow.
How fucking awful
so
was that,
tragic,
man?
Dude.
And, of course, all her belongings, everything. Yeah, man, and what do you say to someone at that point? You can't say anything, you know? I was just there to listen. And just to tell her if she needs anything, you know, I'm here, whether it's just to vent or whatever. You know, in those situations, there's nothing to say. I think it's worse trying to give some kind of weird advice when you have no fucking idea. You know, I just told her, man, I have no idea what you're going through. You know, just feel what you have to feel and think about the things that you have to think about, and you know, whatever you need, let me know. And man, it's fucking tragic, man. Just like that, dude. Fucking that, man. And they had a little dog, and she asked the firefighters they have on the dog. They were like, no, it's not in there. And they called her later that night, and the dog's still alive, but of course it was under the rubble, survives now. The dog is on her side, and it's sad, man, just to add another layer to it, you know, like there's a survivor there, but it's just this element to it, man. It's life, man.
Wow.
Fuck, dude.
Damn, dude, that's deep. What city did this happen in?
Anaheim?
Fuck. My condolences to your friend and everyone around her, bro. That's a very sad, tragic story. Like you said, anything can happen in a blink of an eye. And I'm going to touch on something that you said. Because a lot of people do probably try to give advice to crazy moments like that, when there, in actuality, there's nothing you can say. So you did the right thing there as well, man. Very empathetic of you. And sympathetic of you, bro.
You know, it seems like the... Because I get the intention, right, of people, because you kind of want to... You immediately have this thing inside you where you want to fix something. You want to try. You want to find the words you find. But at that... You can't fix that. There's nothing to fix there. You know, yeah. Like it's... It's unimaginable, you know, for someone to lose their mate, their husband, that they've been married to, you know, they get along, they're great friends, that's her best friend. You can't imagine, you know, how to function. And on top of that, your residence is destroyed. You have nothing from your residence. You know, you just, the clothes on your back that you're wearing that day. Yeah, man, I think that, you know, like we talked about, the only thing you can be is just be present to that person and be whatever they need you to be at that time, man. And it's sad, man. You know, rest in peace, man. It's awful.
That's awful, man.
Definitely.
Sorry, such a somber thing, man. It just happened. That's why, man, it's like, and what happened to me, obviously, after I hung up and everything with her, you know, we all have our daily struggles and our daily bullshit and whatever, and it's wild how something like that immediately just moves your brain into focus, and it puts you into this mindset of like, oh, why the fuck was I worried about that or something like that? Like, it just happens, you know? It's not like you're trying to use that situation to put things in perspective. It just does it for you, you know. And it's sad that it has to take moment, that it's something like that occurs like that, that makes you see things that way too, you know. But you know, we all get lost in our grieving every day, right? So you gotta realize, man, how important people are, and be present and not hold grudges, and people that you love, tell them you love them. You know, things like that, because what good is that if it, like that, anyone could pass away, man. None of us are above dying.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, man. Like, it's crazy because we have to hear something tragic like that sometimes to put our life in perspective, in a sense of, what do we really care about? Do I really care about this Twitter feed right now, this Instagram feed, opposed to like cherishing the time I have with my son growing up right now, or with my female sitting next to me, you know? Instead of doing that, why not spend more time with them, you know?
Right.
And it sucks that stuff like that has to happen for us to feel that way. And why is that? Is it because of all the distractions we have? Are we just, do we not face all of our issues, would you say? What would you think hinders us?
I think it's some stuff that we've been talking about, you know, for a long time, that we've been talking about in this podcast, right? And that we've been trying to find ways to be better, right? Like you, one of the ways that you have found a way to be better and to be more present is by meditating, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think with me, that's what's helped me too, because when you're meditating, you block everything out, turn off the TV, turn off the music, put your phone on silent, and just sit there, man, and just, I think, just sitting there with your thoughts, you know, just sitting there and breathing in slowly, little by little. And then from there, you start thinking, well, what is important, you know?
Yeah.
And from there, I think it's just, what are the things you're asking yourself, right? But for me, what's helped is like try to be silent, not even force a thought, and almost like it resets you, you know?
Yeah. You know, some nice little ambient music in the background.
Yeah, man, I think whatever works, but I think we all need that time, I think daily, if you're able to. Before I wake up, man, like what helps me a lot too, not before I wake up, I guess even before I get out of bed and do stuff, with the exception of using the restroom. If I have to start work like at 6 or whatever, I get up at 5:15. I wake up at 5:15 and I just lay there, not asleep, but just with my eyes open, put my phone on silent, and I just sit there and I just think, man, that's right before my day starts, like my relaxation.
You do it with your eyes open?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
When I wake up, and then, because I think about certain things, and then after that, then, you know, I do my prayer, then I'll meditate with my eyes closed. But sometimes I won't meditate in the morning, but every morning I try to do that at least, and just kind of give me like, instead of jumping out on, I gotta get to work, do this, do that.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that, man.
Yeah, with me, like, my routine is different here and there. Like, I used to, depending on the schedule that I have, like, my favorite thing would be to get up, meditate for 10 minutes with just some ambient music, close my eyes, and just try to clear my brain, clear my thoughts, and just try to block everything. That's how I like to meditate. And then from there, hit the gym, you know, and then start my day, you know.
Nice.
Like with work or whatever.
Is that your ideal routine?
That's my ideal routine. So like meditating to get my day started. And then one thing also that I've picked up is a gratitude journal. So something that you're grateful for. So at the end of the day, write down 3 things you're grateful for. Or at the beginning of your day, write down 3 things you're grateful for.
Okay.
And use that as practice, as a force, in order to like feel more gracious every day.
Okay.
Like to try to give more love, more things of that sort, you know?
No, I think gratitude is one of the biggest things one needs to be aware of, and one should be.
Yeah.
Because without gratitude, you can't appreciate what you have, right?
Yeah.
And then if that was your ideal, like, routine, wanting to get through, at that point, is your lady handling Zeke?
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
It's just kind of like, that's a routine, and then you help her out later, or is
it? Yeah, pretty much.
How does that dynamic work with that? Because you said that, like, you work out every day. How does that work with her? Like, you guys, like, have an understanding that it's needed, and it's okay, or how do you guys come to that?
Well, the way we do it is just depending on the schedule. So, luckily, like, for her, she does Fit for Moms. So, she works with my son. So,
she's like an instructor. That's right. So, they have the kids in the stroller, right?
So, she does that. And then when I'm working at home, I don't really see Zeke unless I'm on break.
Okay.
You know, I go play with him. And that's when I use my lunch at work to go work out.
Oh,
so, when I'm off of work, I'm just there. Full patrol to help
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Understood. Okay, so because you get that hour lunch break, you go and you work out for like 45 minutes or something.
Yeah, to get that in, because that's my little window.
That works perfect then, man. So like both of you guys just accommodate and make it work that way, man.
Yeah, we just adapt. We adapt to each other's schedules because things happen.
Yeah, you have
you know,
to.
Things man. Pop up. You
exactly,
know?
Man. The so, man, I know you're a, we're a little hype, especially you're a bit hype, man. So I know you're hyped up for tomorrow. What's going on mañana?
Dude, it's going to be the best performance in Soldier Field since that Bears defense, bro.
Since that 84 Bears?
Since that 84 Bears.
It was 84 or 85? 84, right, I think.
Yeah, 84 probably, yeah. What was it? Yeah, man, so the Kanye fucking Donda last listening party before the album drops. So officially it should drop tomorrow, bro. Knock on wood, bro. But it's supposed to be the stage, it's supposed to like blow out, be amazing. Like from all the pictures I saw, is just a replica version of his house in Chicago.
His home, his house he grew up in, right?
The home he grew up in, which is pretty fucking dope, dude. To like have a replica of your like childhood home as your stage. So okay. I'm kind of excited to see, like, maybe he's going to perform. I don't know. There was a picture that surfaced where he had a mask on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give a shout out to Chris Lambert, Kanye West podcast. He said, he's like, oh, he's going to retire the mask. So with him saying that, I'm like, I put two and two together, and that makes sense. Maybe he retires it tomorrow as well. Okay. Kind of like what he did with Yeezus.
Sweet, man. So, yeah. So, it's going to be very theatrical that Ryan, he has done his concerts like that. So it's just a continued evolution with it, right? So, he's doing a replica of his home, the home he grew up in Chicago. It's going to be on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's theatrical, right? Like what he's going to do and perform. It's exciting, man. What time's it at tomorrow?
At 6 Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, I can't wait, man.
Hopefully.
Get your popcorn ready.
Get your popcorn ready.
And so then after that, it's going to probably drop Donda, more than likely.
Most likely.
Hey, man, he always hits the zeitgeist, man. I'm excited. Can't wait for that.
No, yeah, definitely. Same. Yeah. And that stem player, right?
Yeah, it was all over the place today, so I saw it. Describe it for me.
So I ordered it, bro. I'm so excited to get
it.
So it's like a palm-sized stem player, so it's pretty much like an iPod in a sense with almost a
like
speaker,
almost like a Staples bun, huh?
Yeah, circle the right. size of your
and
palm.
It's like encased in a silicone like gel like.
Yeah,
right.
And it has like a center button, and it has like four lines going in different directions
right.
where you control like the vocals, the drums. The production.
Yeah, you could like break it up, isolate the sound, vocals.
Go acapella, make it right. slow-mo, make it little kid voice all quick, just the beat by itself.
So then can you create your own original stuff, or is it going to be like a thing where you upload whatever track and then you manipulate it that way?
Yeah, I believe you, yeah, from what I read, you just connect it to your PC and you'll be able to like upload a track.
So
if it's like your own track, if you do
right.
iTunes...
Correct.
Like, we could upload, like, Undeniable Perception.
And then do that, whatever, huh? That's pretty cool, man. It looks dope.
Yeah,
it's dope. I guess it's been in the works for a while, right?
Yeah, he's had that for a minute. Like, I've never seen anything like that before. It's pretty interesting, so I had to get my hands on it.
Well, it's cool the way he does it, you know, instead of doing it through a MacBook or through a drum machine, right? It's all in a little thing like that, but now it makes it easier because it's just by the touch of a button, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine, you know, just like anything, it's like... It's going to be tough at first, but it's going to be like, okay, it's going to be like a multi-button functionality, right? So it's like, maybe you press it twice, it's a vocal, and then you could do another one here, and then you put it on this side.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of a little tough to maneuver, but hey, man, I saw the list of what it does, like obviously it's Bluetooth capable, it reads all the different files, it has a USB port.
Yeah.
But I'll be truly honest, when I read it, I was like, okay. One of the thoughts that came to my mind was like, what if the shit don't work? Because their shit always lags.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I'm not happy with their store, man. You both have experience. Like, we order something, It's supposed to be out. They gave it to us 8 months later.
That's good
music. She liked that.
Yeah.
But it's all, you know, it's all under the same face, though. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping it delivers everything that it says it does.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to find out because you'll have it. Yeah. And you'll test it out here.
We'll have the verdict.
You'll test it out here, man. And
hopefully it comes out summer 2021. So.
Well, it's supposed to come out when Donda comes out, right? Because you pre-ordered it, right?
Yeah, I pre-ordered it.
Okay, so who knows when? They didn't give a date.
They didn't give a date. So when's summer coming? Did it pass?
Was it like, well, summer's not over yet. It's almost over.
Yeah, so I'm assuming maybe tomorrow, though. Shit, who knows?
And but they just really went on sale yesterday?
No, today.
And you jumped on there right away?
Yeah, I bought it.
Like, was it through like a link? They're like, yeah, pre-order now because I'm sure it's gonna sold out already.
KanyeWest.com. No, I don't think it's sold out. Because sure. There's a limit. Was it like
$250, $210?
It was $200.
Cool, so man.
Three limit.
It was one of those you didn't even think twice about. It's like, no, I gotta get this.
I'd so ahead of its time. I've never seen something like
it. I think it's dope as fuck.
Yeah.
That shit looks dope, man. And you can do it all in the palm of your hands.
Yeah, man. I just have that playing. Speaker.
So I can't wait, man. That's exciting, man. I can't wait for you to test it out here. So yeah, man. I hope that shit Donda, man. I can't wait to see you, man.
Dude. Fucking Candyman, though, bro. I can't wait to see that. I'm going to have to, like, do a movie day with my lady. I haven't been to the movies in forever just to watch Candyman.
Hell yeah, that shit looks good.
That shit looks really good.
I mean, it's a female really director. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen anything else by her. But when I saw the preview, a lot of times those horror films look awful. Boy, that preview looks dope as fuck.
Did you see the marketing behind it, what they did, which is so genius? That's why I want to talk about it.
What?
So if you say, so I guess on your microphone, if you say Candyman 5 times, you'll unlock the final trailer, the full final trailer of the film.
They on any phone?
Yeah. So you could do that.
It could be on Siri. It could be on.
That's what I
Alexa. Saw,
yeah. So if, yeah.
What? That's sick, man.
Yeah, dude. I wouldn't try it. It's kind of scary. Like I had this conversation with my girl. That's what kind of made me think about it. And because I remember as a kid, I'd always be that kid that would go in the bathroom,
right?
Turn Bloody off the Mary. Light and say Bloody Mary 3 times,
right?
And then I remember. My girl brought it up randomly because I said empty man randomly. I was like, empty man, empty. And she's like, you need to stop saying that.
Oh, that's from that movie, HBO. Is it worth it?
Yeah, hell yeah, that's good. Cool. And I told her, I'm like, that's so weird how they think of these gimmicks. Like, she's like, they're probably real. And I was like, there's probably some truth to it, maybe. And I was thinking, and then when I told her, I was like, I've said Bloody Mary in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And nothing's happened.
Right.
And she's like, ask yourself that and see if nothing's happened. And when I asked myself, dude, I felt like so bad inside. Like, I felt guilty and I'm like, damn, like I probably did do something wrong. Something probably happened.
I just don't ever like to open those doors.
Yeah, no. Nah,
like, I never played with a Ouija board.
Yeah, no.
I never done that. I'm sure people probably laugh at that idea or whatever, but me, nah. Team's like, why am I going to mess with that stuff?
Yeah.
You know, like, I won't do that stuff. But man, that Candyman trailer looks dope as fuck.
Yeah.
I saw someone post this on Twitter, like, we all know Candyman is white.
Someone put that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Dude, we're talking about like incremental changes, man. You know how I think something that used to derail me when I was younger. I used to think that, oh man, you got to do a huge change in order to be better. But
yeah.
In reality, man, it's like it's those incremental changes you do in your life that really cause good and permanent change, right? If you keep it up. Pause. And just to show like a dumb example. Well, I shouldn't say dumb. But just to show an example. The reason I'll bring it up is like today. So, finally cleaned all my dishes again.
Nice.
There you go. Cleaned it all up and then made it open up to like, oh man, let me go some grocery shopping. But today I knew we were going to come record this later. So I was chilling. I was starting to get hungry. So I went to the Jersey Mike's app. Right? So I was like, oh, I'll get a sandwich. But I was like, all right, this. So I waited. Closed the laptop. Was watching Tiger Belly, and then I was like, man, why am I gonna get a sandwich? Like, I just need to go to the store. Let me just go to the store and get some stuff.
Good shit.
Right? So I was like, all right. So I went to the store, you know, got some deli meat, some Dave's Killer Bread.
Nice. Dave's Killer?
Yeah. Killer Bread. And then I also was like, and I was craving soda.
Yeah.
But instead of soda, I got those sparkling waters.
You got La Crue?
Nah, I don't like La Crue, man.
Which one you get? Bubbly?
No, the sparkling waters. You know, like Stater Brother Bread or whatever. Okay. But, you know, zero calories, is just carbonated and flavored. Instead of soda, all that sugar, good right?
Shit,
so I got that and I got some Vitamin Zero water.
Nice.
You know, and I just feel a lot better, you know. So yeah. I was like, all right, cool. So I brought it. And I was like, man, I'm craving to do like a panini. I was like, I have a George Foreman grill. That shit'll work.
Yeah.
So then I opened the bread. I just threw my Munster cheese.
Uh-huh.
So oven roasted turkey.
Yeah.
And some organic ham. Right there, because I almost got salami. I mean, I almost got salami there, but I looked at the back and I was like, damn, 110 calories. But then I saw the ham was 70 calories and it's organic. Let me do this instead. Some little better changes, right? This is a perfect example. We're talking about 40 calorie difference, little changes like that, right? But now we're reducing 150 calories from the soda and it's all sugary as opposed to sparkling water, you know, things like that, right?
Nice, man.
So went home, then cut up in the tomatoes, right? And the onion, put it in there. Put on the George Foreman grill. So I got it, sliced it up.
Fire.
I got the sparkling water. And I was just sitting there. I got some ice on my glass. After I took a few bites on my sandwich, I was like, gosh, it's delicious.
I like the shit, right?
Open up the sparkling water. Fucking blew up on my face, man.
You got a Bugatti.
Drenched the sandwich.
Are you serious?
Fucking drenched. Dude, I didn't even drop it. Was it the heat? I don't know. Was it too tight? I don't know what it was, man. But it messed up my shit. But you know what? I didn't let it ruin it. I didn't let it ruin anything.
That's that name brand shit.
Dude, it was all over my couch. I was like, fill it up. I was like, I got some napkins. Dried my sandwich a bit. Still tastes delicious. And I still enjoy
it.
I wasn't going to let it ruin it.
You know, I got 12 more rounds with foam.
Who said change is easy, right? There was incremental changes, man. Who said it was easy?
No, good shit, bro.
But I got to be consistent with it, man. But it was just, I want to talk about that. And like those little changes is what matters, right? Like those little things you do.
I remember always hearing from Tony Robbins, like ever since I read that book, short-term pain equals long-term pleasure. So as long as you just go through your little few, your little bumps in the road, you're going to get there, bro. So it's like he'd always paint this picture. Like, what do you want more, Snickers or a six-pack? What do you really want more?
Both.
So, yeah, I know, right? Cake and eating, too. So he's like, you're going to go through, like, these little short hurdles of pain, these little short moments of pain.
Right.
But then you're going to build up that callus of, like, oh, I'm good. That ain't nothing to me. Because we're addicted to it. We're addicted to that taste. Like,
right.
We don't really need it. So we're focusing on the need rather than, or focusing on the want rather than the need.
And there's also another thing I think he said too, or someone else said it. It says, I think he said it. Say, focus on the reward, not the sacrifice.
Yeah. See, yeah.
Because a lot of times we think about all what we're going to miss out on.
So that's what I like.
What we're going to do.
What I coach about too, like where I'm at. You know, like sometimes a client might be focusing too much on a problem, which makes the associate focus on the problem as well. What I tell them is like, listen, you're not going to get anywhere focusing on the problem. What you got to do is just be empathetic. Let them know, hey, I'm sorry you went through that. And then focus on a solution. Just talk about a solution because you're not going to go anywhere just focusing on a problem. It's going to be just a circle.
Right, because it's like, that's a very good point, man. Because it's kind of like when it's like if you're chilling and talking to a friend or whatever and they got over a breakup or something, you're not going to bring her up and be like,
yeah.
Hey man, have you thought about it today?
Yeah.
Oh, now I am, motherfucker.
Did you like, see her tweet?
Yeah, what like it's like fuck? Now you're putting that person like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
why are you bringing that up? Shit.
That's
you
some low key hater shit. Bro.
That or some people just don't know because they have nothing else to talk about.
They have no courtesy.
They're just dumb. You know, it's like that kind of thinking. Well, not dumb, but it's the kind of thing you gotta have, right? Like, why are you gonna focus on the negative, right? Or
yeah.
this and that.
Yeah,
constantly like that. I mean, you gotta be like, you know, other people aren't thinking about it. So because I know I've been freaking guilty of that, doing that, asking someone about someone, you know? And it's like, man, what am I doing?
That's tone deaf. Is that what they say?
Nah, you know, I don't know, man. I think sometimes it just becomes like a thing where it goes back to like not thinking, right? Or not really evaluating something.
I'm just saying shit. Yeah, on the wall.
This question I've been meaning to ask you, man, and just it just hit me a little earlier. Has there been a thing where either one of your heroes or someone you admire has let you down, or not even necessarily let you down, has done something that you disagree with? Yeah, not a letdown thing, because that means like you have all your eggs in one basket, but something that you disagree with or anything like that?
Yeah, all the time. Let me think. Like with LeBron James, like he had like he had a tweet about something and he had like irony happened to him. Like he put like accountability as a hashtag.
Oh, the cop thing one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And then like he deleted it. But like you're talking about accountability, but you're not being accountable for it. So like things like that. Those
right,
are
right.
But I don't let it hinder me.
Right.
But like I'm now that individual that will tell his friends or my family members like real shit about the people I love. I'm like, you know what? I don't like that he did this, or I don't like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't let it affect me in a sense. And it but should, yeah,
because it goes to the idea of like, and I guess it brought that up because I was thinking like some people just put too much of a focus on what other people are doing, right?
Yeah, way too
like,
much.
What's that have to do with your life in terms like, hey, man, if they inspired, do you think that could take the good with the bad? But at the same time, don't let what someone else does make it like it's something you live too, you know?
So that makes me think about what I kind of want to talk about. So okay. It's like, so for example, what you're saying is like, why do you care? Okay, pretty much you're saying is like, why do you care about what other people are doing, right? If you ain't doing your shit.
Not that general, but yes.
But yeah, like focus on your right. shit, do your thing right. instead of talking shit about other people, right?
Right.
So that makes me think about like this OnlyFans shit.
Oh, okay.
So like everyone is like talking shit about it, like being happy about it, like.
Can we recap on it? I
so like pretty bit. Much, they're gonna pass a bill or they're gonna pass something that come October. You're not gonna be able to do like any sexual explicit stuff.
Oh, and so that's the whole reason for it, though.
So
right?
There's like an outrage,
okay,
in like the OnlyFans community. I'm not part of it. I know people part right. of it, and I know a lot of people have residual income.
That's how people make their bones from it, right?
Yeah, like a lot of people have a hustle.
So it's like a subscription based thing, right?
Pretty much.
And then that's how people connect with you. They can probably pay you money on the side and you, whatever.
Yeah, and then
but
like,
it's like you're being your own boss through their medium.
So they try to push this, right? Before the backlash from the people in those communities. And like everyone was like, oh hell yeah, like happy about it, like
really?
Get a real job. This and that. And like I like what you were talking about, like it made me think about that. Is it because why do people like act like that? Like are they just jealous that someone's hustling? And then like, or it makes me think about the misery loves company. Like, you know what? I ain't really doing shit. Okay, I'm happy you got to stay in this lane now. You can't hustle. You can't have that residual income because I'm not having that residual income. Does it come from that place, would you say? Because I find it odd and weird that a lot of people
have. I would say I don't think that. Exclusively. I think maybe there's some people like that and maybe there's others, you know, everyone has their reason. I think there may be some others that probably genuinely think it's immoral and don't like it, you know, and they want it off.
Yeah.
And there's probably other people that just don't know and just like, nah, get it off. Or they have the hate, or maybe someone lost like their husband, their wife, because it went to this, you know, who knows? It could be all these kind of reasons, right? Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's not OnlyFans' fault, is it? It's the person doing
exactly.
it, right? And why does OnlyFans exist? Because there's people there to pay for it, right?
Exactly.
Why can't I buy a PS5?
Because people are upselling that shit.
And because people are buying the upsell.
Yeah. Because
if people weren't buying the upsell, then whoever bought like 100 of them to upsell them would stop doing it immediately if no one would pay that price for them.
Yeah, man.
You know, so it all comes out, man, there's a consumerism for it. So it's there.
So it's crazy that there was...
So they banned it? They banned
No. They went back. They took a step back, they're backstepping, and we're like, you know what, that thing that we're gonna push October 1st, we're not gonna do it anymore.
Oh, okay.
But Tyga, shout out to Tyga.
Okay.
Like in the Instagram community, they like call him WYGA, Wyga, because he that's a W pretty much what he's doing. So he started like his own thing.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be like in reference to like white or something like that. No, like win then.
Yeah, like win.
Okay,
like
okay, okay.
So he started
but his own. I mean, it sounds instead of Tiger, sounds. So it's W Tiger?
No, it's just W instead of.
The T?
T, yeah. But anyways.
See, it sounds like Weiger.
Whatever.
Right, whatever. Right, anyways.
But he started. At the point. He started MyStar, which is the same shit.
Uh huh.
But he's gonna give people more of a cut. So instead of like, so I guess from what I was reading,
yeah,
if you have like OnlyFans or whatever, you give 10%, you give 20% of your proceeds or whatever, whatever you rack in. With his, you only give 10%. So I feel, I'm like, man, OnlyFans is like, we're just going to backpedal because this dude's got a good idea. And I feel like that's going to take a lot of.
Well, I mean, it's not a good idea. He's just taking someone else's idea and charging less for it.
Hey, that's MySpace. That's Facebook.
Yeah, it's anything like that. That's everything. So, I mean, but yeah, man, that's how it is, man. They just take someone. Like, but people do that all the time. They take someone's DM, like, they just charge less for it. But I wonder where the difference is or what's not panning it or what. But hey, man, so they backtrack. Why? Because people were like, okay, we're not going to do this anymore then?
I think just like all the porn stars or anyone in that community that probably... Sure,
all the strippers that couldn't strip for
that,
did it.
Yeah, especially with COVID and stuff like that. Right. Like you still got to make an income.
Right.
You know, or probably had a huge backlash on them. That's why they took a step back.
People didn't make their money, man. Like,
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, they're not preaching hate or doing stuff like that or telling you how to kill someone, then I don't see what the problem is.
Exactly.
But man. I'm also not like that moral of a person either in terms of like, you know, I get it with some people that are very moral, like,
yeah,
this is bad, this is a sin, things like that. And I get their perspective, why they don't want that on there.
Absolutely. You but know? that also goes in hand with, like,
yeah,
if it's a child,
so
like,
many different things, right?
You know, you gotta, you know, be a parent, you know, see what your child is watching.
I was thinking about this the other day, man, because I was like, as you know, one of my favorite films of all time is The Indian Runner.
Yeah.
Right? And that was based off a Bruce Springsteen song by Patron, and Bruce Springsteen is one of my favorites of all time, right? And I think we kind of touched on this before, but in another way, because this brings back Mayor of Easttown, right?
Okay.
And Mayor of Easttown, right, that show, that miniseries,
Titanic,
one thing that we had, like, some different views on, but I remember you had a very strong opinion on it, was that, you know, why the fuck did she turn her in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what bugged you about that? So pretty much in a nutshell, they murdered a girl got murdered, right? By accident, by a young boy, right? Out of anger and fear. It was an accident going off and he killed her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the dad took took
the
bullet for it, right? To do it like that, right? But then the wife knew also and didn't sell him down the river. Because he was going to do his time. Because they didn't want their kid to get fucked up.
Family
and go to jail
business.
And stuff, right? But she figured it out, the detective, but she turned him in.
That's some bullshit.
Okay, so why?
Because, bro, that's a little kid and you know the whole story.
It's like a teenager, right? He's like 13 or something.
Yeah,
like
and for a dad to be like, you know what? My son's a minor. He's 19. Fucked up. Like, I'll take the bait.
Right.
She should have been like, all right, cool. You know, because that's what any father would do, bro. And, like, especially for a young kid going through something like that, that's some trauma. He's like, what's going on here? My dad's cheating with this person? What is this? I don't like this.
And the reason why I'm connected with the Indian Runner and Highway Patrolman is because, do you know the ending of Indian Runner?
Doesn't Robin Wright Penn have a baby?
No, she's not even in the Indian Runner.
I don't know what movie I'm thinking about then.
So the Indian Runner is the story of two brothers.
Yeah,
one's
Jim
a highway
Morse.
Patrolman. What?
Morse, right?
Dave Morse.
Morse.
He's a highway patrolman.
The dude from Disturbia,
and his brother,
dog.
And his brother, Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
He's a Vietnam vet who's got this anger issue. He just has a meanness in him, right? He ends up killing a guy at a bar, right? So it's a small town. So his brother ends up following him. Like, it's a highway speed chase, right? But the brother stops, and he stops, and he just watches the taillights disappear.
So he just lets him go?
Just lets him go.
And he's a cop in it?
He's a cop.
See, there you go. Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's the other flip the other side of that token. Cash. Blood thicker than
water.
Right.
A dog is a dog. Blood thicker than water. Yeah, man. See, yeah, that's what pissed me off. Because especially in Mayor of Easttown, especially if that's your homegirl growing up too, like, where's your morals at, lady? I would have done the same thing, bro.
That's why. So when I hear that Bruce Springsteen song, man, I mean, think about it, man. It's so deep, man. Like, the watch his tail lights disappear. He wrote that, man. Apparently, the whole movie's about that. You know, the entire shell of it, of course, not the details and the dialogue and all that. But
what's the movie with Sean Penn's wife when she has a baby and Viggo Mortensen's her man?
Forrest Gump.
Nah.
Which one, man?
There's a movie.
No, Robin Wright Penn doesn't have a babe with Viggo Mortensen in any movie.
I can't think, bro. I remember there was a movie like that where she gives birth. I forgot what movie it was.
No, the Indian one, but that's not her. That's Patricia Arquette.
Oh, my bad. Her. That's what I was thinking Patricia about. Arquette. I knew it.
That's Patricia Arquette, bro.
She kind of looks like her, bro.
But she's little. That was back in the day. Yeah. But yeah, man. Speaking of that, man, that's why I think you need to...
Shout out to Pulp Fiction. She's in there, right?
No, her sister is her cousin.
God damn it.
Yeah, Patricia Arquette. Patricia Arquette, she's the one that's in Boyhood.
The one with all the shit on her face? What is my boy Vincent Vega?
The one with all the shit on her face? No, man, that's Trudy,
my wife.
Well, that's why, man, I think I recommend, man, and you need to listen to this album entirely, man. Nebraska, one of the greatest albums ever made, man. He recorded on a 4-track. And all the songs are about that, man. Just isolation. When people lose everything they believe in, what keeps them going on. Yeah. And he was asking himself these questions, man, and writing incredible songs about it, like at 28, 29, man.
That's his 808,
He moved into a little house in Nebraska and just did that in a farmhouse, man.
In a farmhouse?
Like a farmhouse. All he was sitting was in acres of land in a house by himself.
That's badass.
I think it was in Nebraska, but the album's called Nebraska anyways. But, man, that song, Highway Patrol, man, what a...
Highway Patrol?
Highway Patrol, man.
Oh.
But what a great man. Yeah, man, that question of, like, would you just let him leave, and you let him leave?
I would let him leave for sure, bro.
Especially if it's your brother, man.
You have to, dog. I would not be snitching anybody in my family out.
Man, where your brother's Richard Ramirez? Better fucking snatch the fucker out. Hell yeah. That's without question, man. Mass murder? Yeah.
Oh, that's different. So, let's see if I fear for
boundaries.
My life.
We got boundaries here.
You need boundaries. You got to balance the boundaries and the morals.
Always, man. Well, cool, brother. I think, you know, we did start the pod with about death, and it turns out we bookended with death as well. You know, so, you know, appreciate everything you got. You know, man, love you, brother.
Love you too, man, and thank you, everybody out there. Have a good night.
But wait, one last thing, actually, man. Aside from the Donda thing tomorrow, nothing you're looking forward to is a fight, right?
Oh, my boy Jake Paul? Yeah, man.
So you got Jake Paul on this or Tyron, right?
First round knockout, easily. He drops him.
We'll be watching,
man. Ben Askren style. For sure. We'll
be watching, brother.
Thank you, everybody. Man. Take it easy.
Peace.